Hello and welcome to another edition of the Adoration Songbook. My name's Paul Lusher, and as we celebrate America's birthday, we sing two hymns of courage and hope, America the Beautiful and Eternal Father Strong to Save. The tune for this hymn came swiftly to Samuel Ward in 1890 as he returned from Coney Island to his home in New York City. Seeing that he had no paper to write down his melody, he persuaded a friend to let him use the man's removable shirt cuff. 3 years later, high atop 14,000-foot Pikes Peak in Colorado, Catherine Bates looked out on snow-capped mountains, flat wheat fields, tiny towns, large rivers, and roads that seemed to go on forever. The view inspired words that seemed to fly into her notebook. But the marriage of Ward's music and Bates's prose would take almost 20 years. Our companion hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, is now known simply as the Navy Hymn. It became popular during World War II when the hymn was played or sung for almost all sailors buried at sea. Over the years, it's been performed at funerals of presidents and ordinary seamen alike. For William Whiting's poem comforts a nation who needs to know that there is a power greater than all the forces on earth that can save them in air, on land, and at sea.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm doth bind the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea.
O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in dangers of from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go, and ever let their eyes to thee add hymns of praise from land and sea.
Remember that you can hear these hymns on our website, songsandhymns.org. May God bless you today, and may God bless America.